Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm excited to have on a special guest, and I know I say they're all special, but doggone it, I mean it. And this gentleman who is joining me today is no exception. David Hood is a Florida House representative for District 25, and David joins me on the program to talk about several subjects. David, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, David. How you been?
I've been great. It's really a pleasure to have you on. I've known Dave Hood for a long time now, a lot longer than he would like to remember. And Dave, I wanted to get you on. We had another guest recently who mentioned in passing about property tax reform in Florida, and I said, well, I know the guy we need to talk to about that, and that is Representative Dave Hood. So let me give a quick intro for our guests that don't know you, Dave. David was elected in November 2012 to serve a two-year term on the Florida House Representatives District 25. That district includes Daytona Beach, George, Edgewater, New Smyrna, Ormond Beach, Ormond by the Sea, Ponce Inlet, and Port Orange, lots of Volusia County. And he's been appointed to several committees. You were born in Louisiana. That's interesting. I didn't know that. That's interesting to know. Dave attended University of South Carolina, graduated with honors, of course, a bachelor's degree in 1975, law degree in 1978. He moved to Daytona Beach in 1978 to start his law career, involved real estate, general litigation, and then went on to form the firm that is today. Let me see if I got the current name. Smith, Hood, Lauch, Stout, Bigman, and Brock. Is that right?
That's close enough.
Very close. A bunch of attorneys that are smart guys and gals and that know what they're doing over there. So, and of course, David has been a community activist involved with a lot of things. I mean, the list goes on and on. Mayor of Ormond Beach from 1994 to 1999 and is happily married to Lorraine. I'm sure she would like to hear that. And has three children and two stepchildren. So, again, welcome, Dave Hood.
Great to be here.
All right. So, let's dive right in. Property tax reform. Okay. So, what is it? What's going on? Why? Who? When? Where? And help us understand the advantage of the reform.
Well, the reason I believe property tax reform needs to be one of our priorities is I believe the most important thing we can do in this state is make it so business-friendly that we start bringing manufacturing jobs from the north, from overseas, and from other parts like Central America and South America, and bring those manufacturing jobs to Florida. We've already got no income tax.
Right.
So I've always felt that if we got rid of the other property tax, there would be nobody able to compete with us.
All right. Well, the obvious question is if we get rid of that tax, how do we replace that income, that revenue to the well, to the county and to the areas that would be affected?
It's got to be by sales tax. And it would be sales tax on products and services, David.
Okay.
And it would be revenue neutral. I believe that we should not be raising any more taxes on the people. So my process or my bill basically says instead of having property tax, I'm going to raise the same amount of money except I'm going to do it with sales tax on products and services.
That seems rather straightforward.
Yeah, and frankly, if you think about it, I'm not the smartest guy on earth, but right now it costs us 2.5 cents per dollar to collect a property tax dollar. Mm. It only costs us 0.5 cent per dollar to collect a sales tax dollar. So there's 2 cents of waste in how we collect each dollar of tax. So by doing it the way I'm proposing, we've automatically saved 2 cents of waste per dollar. Secondly, I believe most people feel like it's fundamentally unfair that if, let's say, mom and dad pay off the mortgage on their house, well, they still don't own their house because a lot of people are paying $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 in taxes. So they're basically leasing their house forever from the government. They never really owned their house.
Yeah, that's an interesting. They don't really have a, what do we call it, a fee simple? I mean, they don't really have a true, complete ownership of that because there's always that potential for the tax lien.
And it's fundamentally unfair. So if mom and dad paid, you know, the great American dream is the mom and dad busted it and they worked hard and they saved and they raised their children, they put them in college and they did all these great things. They pay off their house and then they die and then, you know, the kids are at the point of getting the house, but they can't afford the $12,000 in property tax. That can't possibly be what we fundamentally want as public policy in the state of Florida.
That's very interesting, David. And I haven't had anybody really, I mean, I've heard this concept float around, but I've never seen anybody really taking the initiative. And so this is a bill that is in the state house at this moment. What's the status of your bill?
The status is, it's nothing simple in life.
Of course not.
Not only do I have to have the bill run through the house, it's got to also have a constitutional amendment.
Okay.
So I'm in the process of at least having all the lawyers. You can't go anywhere without lawyers anymore.
That's true.
Tell me exactly what we've got to implement in order to get the sales tax for property tax going. And it may be that this year we get the constitutional amendment started, we get the bills drafted in the House and the Senate and see where it goes. But right now we're in the process of getting those three items teed up.
So let me ask you this, Dave. So if you take, well, right now, let me back up. If you say the state sales tax is, the base rate is what, 6.5%?
6.5%, and guess what it goes to if you do with my proposal?
Well, that's the obvious question.
Well, you know, I thought it would be something like go from 6.5 to 10 or 11 cents, which I think is probably close to being unworkable.
Right.
It turns out you only have to go from 6.5 to 7.25.
Now, that really floors me, Dave. I thought you were going to say 8, 8.5, 9.
I was shocked.
You're talking about 75 basis points. You're talking about 0.75%.
Right. But now, remember what we're doing here, David.
Okay.
So we don't catch anybody.
All right. Go ahead.
That means when I go get a haircut, I'm paying 7.25 on it. Right now, I don't pay any tax.
You're saying goods and services. Okay.
Well,
okay.
What I'm doing is that while I am taxing services, I'm getting rid of property tax, and I think most people are they're more than willing to live with that 7.25 on my haircut, my legal bill.
A haircut on your haircut. That's clever.
Yeah.
So now the other obvious question, of course, is that people will say, well, you're taxing everybody, or this is a regressive tax.
Except I'm exempting food, pharmaceuticals, and health care.
Okay.
And then I would say back to you, David, that everybody in this country should have skin in the game.
And because everybody receives services, right?
Yeah, my son is a fighter pilot, so he's protecting everybody in this country. Everybody's got roads that they ride on. Everybody's got libraries. So everybody in this country should pay something. And it's not right, I don't believe. Everybody should have some skin in the game. And I don't believe it is that regressive.
Well, and that's just one of the arguments I'm sure you've heard against anytime you want to change or reform and do something different. And it seems like those that oppose that kind of reformation that shifts it to a broader tax base, they seem to forget or want to conveniently set aside and ignore the enormous benefit, which I can see from what you've described earlier. I mean, of not having a state income tax and not having the property tax and only having a sales tax. I mean, good grief, they'll have to repave the roads going from the Georgia-Florida line.
Well, not only that, David, I think you're going to get, if you get rid of the property tax, all of a sudden the insurance increase is not as bad as it was before.
Hmm.
And frankly, if you're running apartment complexes and you no longer have the property tax, and you know, take a 100-unit apartment complex, that could be something like $120,000 in property tax. You're able to lower the rent. You're able to provide more services at that apartment complex because you're not paying $120 toward property tax.
Wow.
You may be able to buy more cable services or other things. So people on the top end at the lower end still benefit.
That's another important clarification. I immediately, in my mind, as you're describing this, I'm thinking residential, but this is all property taxes.
Right.
Okay,
and guess
commercial.
What we're doing here, David? Think about what gets us most people upset about tax system is the amount and the unfairness of it all, the lack of transparency and the lack of feeling that everybody's being treated the same. And so I believe when you get rid of property tax, guess what? All these exemptions that some people have on property tax, they disappear. Because nobody's paying them, we're no longer the guy across the street's only paying $5,000 and I'm paying $15,000 on the same house.
Interesting.
So I think what I'm also doing is injecting, again, some fairness, some transparency, because we're no longer, you know, three guys on the street have the exemptions and two guys don't. Same houses and we're paying different amounts. That's not fair.
No, I can't argue with that at all. If you're just joining us, Dave Hood is on the line with us. He is our representative for District 25, Florida House Representatives. Dave, let me take a quick break. We'll come right back.
My pleasure.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And welcome back. If you're just joining us, Dave Hood, our representative for District 25, Florida House Representatives, on the line with us talking about his bill, his proposal for property tax reformation, which means elimination and replacement with a surprisingly slight increase in the sales tax, and that going from 6.5% to 7.25%, with very important exemptions being food, pharmaceuticals, and what was the third?
Healthcare.
Okay. So here's another interesting thing. And again, I'm just kind of thinking through this as we're talking with Dave is, you know, we talked before the break about some of the arguments or some of the concerns about, you know, anytime there's a change like this, that there, if there's any type of shift to a broader tax base being regressive or somehow hurting those people that are spending most of their money for basic things and that this is affecting them in a disproportionate way. One of the things that occurred to me, Dave, I was just thinking, and I wanted you to give me some perspective here. This doesn't phase out. In other words, if somebody buys, and I'll use an extreme example, somebody buys a $100,000 car and they're in the financial position to do that, there's nothing regressive about that, I guess, is there?
No. I mean, that's just why it seems fair to me. It's kind of like the consumptive tax. If you can afford a Mercedes and you want to pay the tax, pay it.
Right.
If you want to buy yourself a Ford Escape, and that's what you pay your fair share of the tax by buying that.
And the other thing, of course, is Florida we are a tourist state, right?
Right. Guess what? So instead of that whole pie being paid by Florida citizens, part of that pie now is paid by people who don't live here. And remember, what I'm doing is making a tax of choice, not a tax of oppression.
I like that. Well, I think the thing I like about the fact that everybody that comes to the state, you know, while they're here, let's be honest, while they're here, Dave, aren't they using our resources and all the things that are funded by our property taxes?
Right. No longer is David Holland and David Hood paying for all the taxes, because we got people come from New York, Georgia, South Carolina, whatever, who are helping to pay a part of that cost.
Yeah, so while you're here visiting us from New York, please enjoy our beaches, and you can ever so slightly help fund it.
And then take that advantage and go to these manufacturing plants and companies and say, we want you here. We're tired of exporting our children. We want to have jobs here that pay good wages, and we both know we got good tourism business, but we need to have a manufacturing component to our economy.
No income tax, no property tax. That sounds like a very strong combination. If you have that, there are a whole bunch of companies and businesses, I would imagine, in other states where they've got multiple taxes that they could get away from and relocate.
If you can't sell that, then we ought to fire the guy who can't sell that.
If you can't sell that, then we just need to fold our tent and
say
we're done.
Give up.
Yeah, we're done.
It's not like you're living in Michigan.
Well, here's the other question I wanted to ask you. You know, whenever we talk about something, it's usually compared to what? You know, how good is something? It's compared to what? So let's just say that it goes through just like we described, and it's 7.25% on goods and services in the state of Florida. budget neutral, revenue neutral, all good. Let's compare that 7.25, and we've got no income and no property tax. Let's compare that, Dave, to other states that may be competing for those manufacturing companies and jobs. And we start going up north along I-95, and we start going into those other states. Don't we have states that have much, much higher sales tax?
Oh, you got Michigan, you got New York, you got Connecticut, you got Virginia. I mean, we are still in the lower third with the sales tax, I believe, at 7.25.
I would not be surprised, and I did do a little homework, and I did a little research, and I was surprised that some of our neighbors, you know, in some of these other states, you know, they're at 9, or they're at 9.25, or 9.5, and I saw some going in, you know, even higher. So we are still, and my point here, Dave, is not from our positioning ourselves competitively with that. Of course, that is nice that you have that on top of no income or property tax, that you would also have a competitive sales tax, but we're not putting ourselves, by comparison for our population, exposing them to some extraordinarily high tax, because if they were, you know, I think it was one of the Carolinas that they were over 9%. I mean, it's relatively, again, compared to what? It's relatively low.
Right. I was in, my son was in flight training in Phoenix. So I went and got another well-rounded nutritional meal at McDonald's and asked the young lady, I said, what's your sales tax here? So I don't know.
Yeah.
And she didn't even know, and it turned out to be 16 cents.
Holy smokes.
And I'm thinking, my Lord, I think I'd know if it was 16 cents.
You know, I was on a trip one time, and actually, this is funny. This is a long time ago. I was very young, and my brother and I went into another place where we could get a round sandwich like that, and I paid the bill, and I was sitting down with my brother, and I looked at it, and I said, something doesn't look right, and I went back up, and she goes, oh, that's the sales tax, because it was so large. I was like, that's weird. This is a pretty smart thing. This gives us a pretty strong advantage, as we said earlier, to go get those jobs. And of course, here's another statement of the obvious here. As we bring those jobs in, we've got an even broader base of people who are moving to Florida, making it their home. Supply and demand, that's going to be a growth opportunity for our industries that are already here, like housing. And then it also, more money spent supporting that tax base.
Bingo.
Okay. Well, I'm a good student, Dave. You've been helping me here. I'm paying attention. So if I can get this in a couple of minutes, help me understand. Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Come back. I want Dave, when I come back, I'd like you to help me understand why people would oppose this. I think that'd be helpful for us. So stay right there, okay?
Okay.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back with Representative Dave Hood, Florida House Representatives, District 25, and a practicing. You're still practicing to be an attorney, right, Dave?
I got to make a living. You get paid $29,000 doing this thing in Tallahassee.
All right. Well, we certainly,
in case anybody wants the job, that's what it is.
Hey, listen now. Don't flirt with me about this opportunity. I think you're doing a great job, and I think you should keep doing it. But Dave also is a practicing attorney with his law firm. And so let's do this. I kind of teased it before the break, Dave. This is so logical to me, and I think most reasonable people would say, okay, so why would somebody be opposed to this? Why haven't we done this yet? What do you say to that? I mean, what are some of the arguments, and then let's kind of talk through them.
Well, my understanding in talking to the big shots is that you got to go through the constitutional amendment process, which is not easy.
Right.
You've got the retail association that... you know, you think you're adding sales tax, so you're going to maybe decrease retail sales.
Okay.
So you have some of that. The one thing you learn in going to Tallahassee is there's no matter what you try to do, there's somebody opposed to it. The only thing I think you could almost pass without opposition is a law prohibiting people from selling pornography on the school grounds.
Right. Something, yes. Yeah,
but you'd be surprised. We got in an argument over that, too.
Okay.
So, and that's primarily where the direction is, and also the argument that it's regressive.
Okay, so which we talked about.
You have people who with less means that are penalized unfairly as opposed to those with more means.
Right, and I think that, you know what, I think it's appropriate certainly to talk about that and be sensitive to that. But, you know, there's that old saying that strong tide lifts all boats, or a rising tide lifts all boats. And if we can get more, I mean, again, what are we talking about? More jobs for our state.
And we need to try something. I mean, I guess one of these guys that at point what we're doing isn't working on manufacturing. So why not try something different?
Here's another question that is a natural one that occurred to me. Because, okay, so what if we can do the straight up sales tax on goods and services, the rate gets bumped up to 7.25%. So does that make it easier, I think would be another question, because this has also been an argument about a national sales tax. Does it make it easier for the quote-unquote politicians to reach over and grab that dial and go from 7.25% to 7.5% very easily? Does it make it easier for our elected officials to maybe make that change? That?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things I was toying with putting in is that you can't raise the sales tax without the referendum allowing you to do so.
Okay.
Which is one way, to me, it brings government closer to the people, because if you want to raise it from 7.25% to 7.5%, that can only be done at the local level. So if Volusia County decides we want to have taxing districts and we need an extra half a cent,
right,
Volusia County can decide that, or they can decide not to have anything above 7.25%.
Very good. So it is something that has some, I guess, some safeguards or some checks and balances, if you will.
Yeah, in other words, it's not like the guys up in Tallahassee can just whip it up, unless it's for state issues. But if the city of Ormond Beach needs a new water and sewer system, and so they're going to need to bond, get bonds to do it, well, if the citizens of Ormond Beach are willing to tax themselves in order to buy those bonds, they ought to have the right to do so, and this system still allows them to do so.
Okay, again, I'm thinking why not? Because it sounds like there's a whole lot of positive things that can come with this. You know, why not look at this and try it if other things haven't worked? For purely selfish reasons, David, I think it's exciting because I'm thinking of all the businesses that could move into Florida, and especially, in your and my area of businesses moving in, and those are all businesses with employees. And of course, the attraction of manufacturing is that you've got a skilled worker that makes more than the unskilled worker, right? I mean, that's the point.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And, I'm not crazy. I'm definitely trying this, but, the one thing you learn in Tallahassee, nobody moves as quick as you and I think they're going to. But we've got to start somewhere. We've got to try some different ideas than what we're currently doing. We need to solve issues, not just talk about them.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Dave, we're super pleased that you're talking with us today. Representative Dave Hood, Florida House of Representatives, District 25. And we appreciate your service. I know that you mentioned the pay scale earlier. And
no, if I didn't want to do this job, I shouldn't have run. And I want the job, and I enjoy the job. And as long as I feel like I'm doing something worthwhile, I'll keep doing it.
All right. Well, very good. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, Representative Dave Hood, Florida House of Representatives, District 25. Dave, we really appreciate you being on the program and shedding light for us on this property tax reform and how it can help move our state forward.
Dave, it's always good talking to you. Have a great holiday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.